Argue the Toss from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games.
We are indeed.
And indie games.
We're actually talking about games.
Yes, we are, which is a rare occurrence for us these days.
I know.
Yeah.
Too many films and TV things to mention.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to introduce today's topic?
Why not? We're going to be talking about the indie games we're looking forward to most in 2017.
Yep.
Yeah, because there's a lot of good stuff coming out.
There is. And, there is indeed.
Yeah, there's so much. Like in researching this episode, there's so much that's coming out in the next few months that it was difficult to pick. So there was all sorts of stuff that I haven't heard of.
Yeah.
And it was really difficult going through all that and just looking at what was good and what wasn't
good.
But we've distilled it all down to the stuff you should pay attention to.
Yeah. So we've got about 6 or 7 indie games you should play in 2017.
Yeah.
As long as they all come out. That's the thing with indie games.
Yeah.
Part of the suspense, part of the fun.
Absolutely.
So shall I kick off?
Please do.
Okay, but my first one is called Hello Neighbor, and it's out on PC. And it's basically a horror game that looks like a Pixar film.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's all quite bright and colourful, and the style is kind of a mix of Hanna-Barbera and Pixar's Up. So
Right. The
people have kind of big heads in relation to their bodies, and the cars kind of look like golf carts, and it looks like a bit like a sort of 50s America almost. And if someone's got a dimple in their chin, it's like a little spiral line, and floorboards have those sort of knots in the wood that you'd have in a cartoon and stuff.
And right,
so the aim is, it's kind of like The Burbs meets Rear Window. I don't know if you've ever seen The Burbs with Tom Hanks.
I have not seen The Burbs.
And Carrie Fisher, actually. Oh, it's one of my favourite comedy films. So he basically suspects his strange Eastern European neighbours of sort of harbouring some deep secret in the basement.
Ah, right, yes.
To great comedic effect. And this game is less comedic, I think, and it's basically the same concept. You think that your neighbor's got something, he's hiding something in his basement, and you have to infiltrate the house and try and get to the basement and find out what it is.
Okay.
The really interesting thing is that the AI learns each time you fail. So each time you get found out in the house and then you get, I guess, put back outside the house and you try again, the house will have changed slightly. Like maybe he'll have locked that door that you went through the first time and things like that. Yeah.
So is it like a procedurally generated house or is it?
I'm not sure, actually. I haven't read that much about it. I guess it must be. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, apparently it is available already in sort of early access form, so you could go out and
right now and Hello Neighbor yourself.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've watched a little bit of gameplay stuff, and it does, like, despite its brightness and sort of happy sort of look, it has a real sense of menace. There's a great use of shadows, and you can hear his footsteps when he's coming back. And you can do things like go into a room, turn the TV on, and then hide in a cupboard to make him go where you want him to go so that you can then access the kitchen to get the axe to get into the basement. And then when he finds you, he kind of comes relentlessly after you like a sort of horror movie baddie, and you can see his shadow on the thing, and then once he reaches you, it's kind of over and you have to try again.
It sounds a bit like Alien Isolation had a lot of those mechanics as well.
Okay.
In which you distract the alien and
yeah.
So yeah, that sounds quite interesting.
Yeah.
We'll look into that.
Yeah. So, what have you got?
All right, well, in similar where you've gone for a game that reminds you of Pixar animation. I've gone for one that reminds me of 1930s kind of Disney-ish animation. Cuphead, which I think a lot of people will know from last year's E3 presentation, which is a platform sort of run and gun game, 2D game where the art style is not reminiscent, but directly sort of
Homage.
homaging 1930s rubber hose cartoons, the kind of sort of old Mickey Mouse ones where his limbs didn't really sort of bend; they were just lines which waved around like rubber hoses. And it's just from the trailer that was released last year, it looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it does.
I don't understand why nobody else has done that
I
before.
know.
It seems like something that video games have always been trying to emulate since sort of the Super Nintendo and Mega Drive days, where there were a lot of Disney platformers released then, and it feels like that's what they would have done if they could. And yet, since we've moved on to better hardware, nobody's gone back and said, "Well, let's just simulate what we were going for in the first place." So yeah, so that I'm really interested in that just from a visual perspective, and then the gameplay sounds interesting as well. It's kind of focused on boss battles and spectacular sort of set pieces, and yeah, I mean, just watch the trailer and you'll see what I mean. It's really sort
And
of
it's kind of got the
frantic and
wackiness of
gorgeous.
those old cartoons as well. Like everything's kind of bobbing and moving constantly and stuff, isn't it? And it's like, I don't know, it'd be like having whales spitting fishes at you and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah,
It's just
absolutely.
like really kind of crazy, zany cartoon madness.
That just appeals to me completely. And it apparently, I like reading up on it, apparently they're trying to keep the difficulty of it quite high as well, and it's going to be one of those games that you do have to get good at, learn it did,
One of those
which
games where you can't blink.
yeah, I guess so. It's which again is, reminds me of those old Super Nintendo platformers where you did kind of have to get good at them to progress. It wasn't,
Yeah, sort of Gradius type thing.
well, yeah, I suppose so. Or Contra, or yeah, or just the sort of Disney tie-in platformers. I went back and played what was it, the Aladdin Super Nintendo game again, not so long ago. It's a lot harder than I remember. I must have had a lot more time to put into it when I was a child.
Old games are harder. Invariably. Yeah, and you just think, wow, how the hell did I do this? It's like, oh yeah, I didn't have a job.
No, I had let I was happy to sit for 5 hours at a time and teach myself how to do this.
And not think, oh crap, I should have done some laundry.
Yeah,
Oh, those
absolutely.
halcyon days.
Oh yeah, people used to do my laundry for me.
I
Yeah,
know.
so yeah,
I
that's
think that's one of the really good things coming out for Xbox owners.
yeah, absolutely. And I think it's coming out, is it coming out for PC as well?
Is it? Oh, I thought it was Xbox only, but things
I think
could have been updated.
no, it's definitely coming out for Windows. I think Xbox exclusives are becoming less and less of a
Yes,
thing.
they
I
are.
think
They're really thin
Microsoft
on the ground.
yeah.
That was one of the well, it was one of my big ones that I was thinking that I'd be very happy if I was an Xbox owner. That one.
Oh well.
So my next one is called What Remains of Edith Finch, which is pegged for a spring 2017 release. It's coming out on PS4 and PC, and it's by Giant Sparrow, and they're the team behind Unfinished Swan. I don't know if you remember
Oh
that
right,
one.
yeah. No, I haven't played much of it. I think it came out on PS Plus as one of the free games, so I do have it on my
Oh, did
PlayStation.
it?
Yeah,
Okay.
is that the one with where it's a white
White.
landscape?
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
and you
you
sort of paint
throw
the
black
geometry on it.
paint to reveal the sort of steps and gates and stuff. Like really beautiful game. So this one is completely different tack to Unfinished Swan, and it's a mystery story in which you explore a house to see how each member of the Finch family died.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and so it's kind of well, the trailers and game, I think they're gameplay videos, yeah, are sort of narrated by Edith Finch. And she says something like, each room has a story. It's got this kind of Doll's House feel to it. So you can sort of open up the front of the house and then
Right.
you can see all the rooms. And she says, each room has a story. But with the Finch family, a story, one thing they have in common is someone always dies at the end.
Yeah.
And it's just got a really nice atmosphere to it. It kind of reminds me of The Vanishing of Ethan Carter,
Right.
in atmosphere. And it's, yeah, this creepy house in a wood. And an interview I read with the dev said that he was inspired by short stories of like Lovecraft and Neil Gaiman and stuff like that. So
Oh, I
I
see.
think expect a weird, spooky
So
tale.
there's a supernatural element to it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a kind of, yeah, a spookiness to it. Yeah, there's footage of a girl on a swing.
Right.
I mean, that's always.
It's you really slowly singing a
Yeah.
nursery rhyme. Well, yeah. It's raining, it's pouring. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that
know what we are
sort of
now.
thing. Yeah. And yeah, it just looks really interesting, atmospheric. Yeah, cool.
Awesome.
So yeah, I've got a
Yeah, I've
kind
got
of
a
a
kind
theme
of
going
theme
here.
going here. Yeah. It's house exploration and mystery.
Yeah, mystery scary.
Scary.
For someone who
Yeah.
doesn't like horror
Horror
games,
games, but
but I'm hoping Hello Neighbor I can
Neighbor, I
play
can
that
play
one.
that one. Yeah.
Because of the cartoony
Cartoony
style, I can get
style, I
away
can get
with
away with it.
it.
Fair enough. All right, so my next one is Thimbleweed Park, which is being published by Terrible Toy Box, who are a development studio consisting of Ron Gilbert and Gary Winnick, both of whom worked on sort of the original LucasArts point-and-click adventure games. They both worked on Maniac Mansion. Ron Gilbert went on to create Monkey Island, so they've got a very good pedigree there. I'm a big fan of especially the LucasArts point-and-click adventure games,
Yeah,
one of
me
my
too,
favorite
isn't
genres. Yeah,
it?
no, absolutely. But yeah, this Thimbleweed Park is a spiritual successor to those games. It's sort of pitched as an undiscovered LucasArts game that you never played. So, and it's a mystery story. It's inspired by one of our favorite, well, two of our favorites, Twin Peaks and The X-Files, and also True Detective.
Wow.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, can we buy it?
March, I think, is it's coming
Oh,
out.
nice.
Yeah, I have been keeping an eye on it.
I
I'm not
haven't
gonna.
heard about it.
No?
No.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. Yeah, Ron Gilbert has released a few games in the past couple of years, which just have seemed to have slipped under the radar a little bit. He did The Cave,
Oh, yeah.
which was a sort of 2D adventure game, which wasn't really a point and click, but shared some elements with that, and it didn't really get much buzz because partly I think because it wasn't that notable, but yeah, still. So this is
So he's
I've been
returning
really
back to
it,
old
like his
kind of,
original style, and
yeah.
if you look at the sort of screenshots that have been released, it looks like an old LucasArts game. It's got the sort of
Cool.
verb list on the bottom left. It's got your inventory on the bottom right. It's all pixel art, and
Oh.
yeah, it looks really nice. It looks really appealing. Some of the main characters in it look sort of they're specifically homaging things from the shows that it's referencing. So there is a character who looks like Scully. There is a character who looks like Mulder, and it cuts back and forth, I think, between several groups of characters, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's I think that my second most anticipated game this year.
Okay, what's your first?
Well, I'll tell you that in a minute when I, yeah,
Oh, saving the best till last.
yeah.
Okay, my next one is called Night in the Woods.
Right, I've seen a little bit about this.
Yeah, it's getting quite a lot of buzz around it. I think it's on quite a few straight up, games to look forward to lists, not
Yeah.
even just indie game lists. And so it's,
Real games.
yeah, exactly. It's in with the normo games too.
Yeah.
It's I haven't actually got it's anthropomorphic animals. It's got a really lovely sort of flat color animation style, almost like paper cutout type style. And so there are kind of this town of anthropomorphic animals, and there are sort of leaves fluttering by and stuff like that. And it's a cat. The main character is an anthropomorphic cat, and she's a college dropout who comes back to town after a time away, and she just wants to pick up her life with her old friend, but there's something strange and dark going on,
Oh,
and
fair enough.
apparently the writer of the game says, and there's something in the woods.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's like on my theme of dark, weird mysteries. It's
Yeah.
a dark, weird mystery, but with anthropomorphic animals. So it's kind of been described, I've seen it described as life is strange
It's
meets
Oxenfree. Yeah,
Oxenfree,
I think I saw the same thing.
and then I'd add Animal Crossing.
Fair enough. Oh, well. I've enjoyed all three of those
Yeah,
things, so yeah.
exactly. So I think it looks really interesting. Yeah, really gorgeous to look at, and it looks like there's quite an interesting story to it too.
I said, when's that coming out? Do you know?
I don't think there's a date on it yet. That's the
Oh,
trouble
fair
with a
enough.
lot of these. They haven't got fixed dates.
Yeah.
I think it's just this year, but it's hitting a lot of lists, so I think it is coming this year.
Right.
I think it's spring this year, and it is on PC, Mac, Linux, and PS4.
Excellent. I'm looking. I think I'm probably more than likely going to pick that up.
Yeah, it looks like a children's book style illustration. You know, like
Right.
they've got really big kind of almond shaped eyes, and
Yeah.
they're kind of sideways on type thing, and everything's very flat, and they live in this kind of sort of town that looks like it's autumn in the town, but there's kind of this dark element.
Yeah.
There are wolves in plaid shirts and things.
That does sound really good. Yeah, I'm gonna look into that a bit more now that you've mentioned it, because that does sound like it's right up my street. Yeah. I did really. I mean, we covered it last year. I did really enjoy Oxenfree. I've been looking for more games that sort of scratch that itch.
And I think this is it. Sort of a weird sort of, I don't know, northwestern American town kind of feel with a
Yep.
mystery.
So Oxenfree with crossed with
Animal
what?
Crossing.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say Twin Peaks again, but yeah. I think this year is going to be a very Twin Peaks year.
Yeah, I mean, there is Twin Peaks.
Yeah, there's new Twin Peaks. There's new
And
everything referencing Twin
then
Peaks.
everybody is doing something that's a bit Twin
And
Peaksy.
yeah, I mean, last episode we talked about Bates Motel doing it, and yeah. All right. Okay. Well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
sure we won't be oversaturated with it.
Nah,
I'm sure.
never.
Yeah. All right. And the last game I'm going to talk about is Tacoma by Fulbright Studios. Yes.
This is on my main list because I
Yeah.
actually did my games I'm looking forward to list on my column on
Ah, fair enough.
gameindustry.com, and this is
Yeah.
on there.
Yeah, I mean, I've been excited about this one since it's been announced. So Fulbright, for those not familiar, are the developer who did who made Gone Home, which must be 2 or 3 years ago now.
Yeah,
Yeah, of
about
course, it's
three, I
quite a while.
think. It was
Yeah,
2013, I think.
and yeah, that was, I mean, that it was one of the walking simulators that came out when there was the major controversy over, the
Yeah, it's
games that were
kind of a
most socially aware.
seminal walking sim, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is. It's one of the archetypal walking simulators, and I really liked it. It's one of my favorite games. I remember playing it. I think it was, I went home for Christmas that year with and was spending it with my family, and I just spent 2 or 3 hours playing that game and just had an amazing time with it. Yeah, and so the follow-up that they've made is Tacoma, which is sort of a It's kind of a walking simulator in zero gravity, which is
Yeah,
which is
kind
an
of gone
interesting
home in
concept.
space.
Gone Home in Space. I actually have that written as a bullet point
Yeah.
on my list of things I wanted to say.
Sorry.
That's all right. No, that's very much what it is though. And it's yeah, it's a big empty about sort of abandoned space station. While it is abandoned, there are recordings of crew members that you can interact with and watch and explore. So yeah, and you have to explore it on your own and kind of solve the big mystery about what happened to everybody. I mean, oh God, I want it. Give it to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
It looks really
feels,
cool.
it does, and it feels sort of like it's heavily influenced by System Shock and System Shock 2, which is always a good thing. Gone Home was kind of influenced by those old Looking Glass games as well. I think there's a really good reference in it. The first There's a safe in the Gone Home house, the first safe that you come across, and the code to it is 0451, which is the Looking Glass code. They used to use that code as the sort of first code in any game that they made. So it's the first keypad code in System Shock. It's one of the first in System Shock 2 as well. So yeah, they definitely like to reference those old games. This feels like a much more overt sort of thing. That they're homaging System Shock 2 and making something with that sort of feel, only ho possibly not with an evil controlling AI, but maybe. I
Yeah.
don't know what the plot is.
And it's got kind of an everybody's gone to the rapture feel,
Yeah,
because they've
exactly.
gone for that sort of audio drama
Yeah.
style of revealing the story, because it's the VR system or something, like the security system recorded the conversations, isn't it? And then you can see them replayed, but in a kind of not exactly wireframe format, but the faces are kind of, nothing's very clear, is it? They're kind of just fuzzy outlines of the people having
Yeah.
conversations, aren't they?
I mean, having seen that stuff, I'm not really sure what I think of it as far as the graphical style goes. It does look a little bit weird to me.
I quite like, because I really loved Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, and it's that kind of way of, so that you can just see the placement of people, isn't it? Without actually having to render them all.
I mean the mechanics of it are fine. I think it's just the specific look of this which kind of sort of jutted out to me and didn't really look like it fit in with the rest of the world.
Oh,
But
okay.
I'm prepared to be proven wrong when I play it. I'm sure it'll
Yeah,
be fine.
yeah. I just thought, yeah, it sounded like really good dialogue and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's one of my top ones. That's coming out soon, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's in the next couple of months. Let's
Yeah.
have a look. They've caught Q1 2017,
Okay,
so
yeah. So,
I wouldn't be surprised if it missed that and maybe in summer,
summer.
but yeah,
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick that up as soon as it comes out, I think.
That's okay, because Mass Effect is March, May.
So you'll have something to tie you over.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want too many things to like cross over with Mass Effect, so
No.
because otherwise I won't be able to get to them. But yeah, Tacoma is definitely one of my top ones for the year. So do we have time for just one more little one?
Yeah, I mean, you had one more.
I've got one more, and it's one that I don't know how I found it, and I haven't seen much buzz about it, but it looks freaking gorgeous, and it's called Gorogoa. So
Gorogoa.
yeah, so it's Gorogoa. So that's how I'm, and I'm calling it. It's sort of like an illustrated puzzler. So, and it's got very it's like a really finely illustrated children's book.
Yeah.
Oh, have you just looked it up?
I have,
Yeah,
yeah.
it looks fantastic, doesn't it? It looks gorgeous. So it's got very fine line work, but these soft colours, and it seems like it's set in a kind of fantasy European city. There are kind of slate roofs and pale stonework and sort of
Yeah,
lots of rooftops.
it really is beautiful. It's
Yeah.
so it's all hand drawn, and yeah,
Yeah.
it's very nice.
And basically the way you solve the puzzles is you manipulate the images. So for
Oh, I see.
instance, a door, if you're standing in a room and you're looking out the window at a rooftop and you need to get to a door on a distant rooftop, you can, if there's a painting on the wall, you can kind of move that so that if there's a doorway in the painting, you can move it over the doorway in the distance, and
Oh,
there'll
right,
be
I
it can
see.
you can move yourself closer by just manipulating images and playing with perspective and stuff like
All
that.
right. So yeah, it's kind of got an Echochrome thing going on, or a
Yeah,
yeah.
so it's kind of a bit Monument
Well,
Valley in
yeah,
that way,
that's what I
playing
would
with
say.
perspective. And we all know how much I love that game.
Yep,
And
same.
also a game I reviewed last year called Pavilion is also a very, very beautiful game where you manipulate the scenery in order to solve the puzzles. And yeah, I just think it looks really interesting, and there's a kind of whimsical element to it.
Yeah.
And it's just the way that you look at an image can change. Yeah, it just looks really meditative and cool puzzler.
Yeah.
One you can.
I'm gonna be looking out for that.
Yeah. It's a good one. That I never really get time to talk about, or it was a good find. So
I'm just looking at the screenshots and kind of getting lost in them. They're really, really
I
gorgeous.
know they are really beautiful. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So do we know when that's coming out?
No, I think that's a one-person team.
All right, so.
So yeah, I think it's whenever he gets it done, basically. I think it is in all the ones I've picked, even though they don't have fixed dates, they are all aiming for 2017. And it's been on my radar for quite a while, so I would think that it is. I've picked ones that I think are probably going to come out this year, even though they haven't got fixed dates.
I think most of the ones that I've talked about are definitely coming out in probably in the first half of this year.
And my ones, they've been around for a while. I think Night in the Woods, I think, is definitely Gorogoa, as I say, it's been around on my radar for quite a while, so I think it will. It might be the later half of the year, but I think it will hit this year.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. So those are our top indie games for 2017.
Yep. So those are the only ones you need to know about.
Exactly.
Pre-order them now,
Yeah.
or get the early access one in cases where you can.
Yep.
And yeah.
And that way you can join in on the discussion when we discuss them all
Yep, absolutely.
as the year goes by. So yeah, we've got some fun things to talk about.
Yeah, and if you do have any opinions on those games already, or if you disagree with us on any particular points, you can always like, comment, or subscribe to on our various
Yep.
our various methods of transmission.
SoundCloud, iTunes,
Yep.
GameIndustry.com, YouTube, and
YouTube.
Twitter at Gin Lounge and at Shella Ramanan. Come and
Yep.
say hello. Or,
Plenty of ways to get in touch.
yeah.
And if you do like the podcast, please tell your friends about it. Shout it from the rooftops. D make big signs and walk around in town, in the middle of town,
Yeah.
holding them up with our URL on it.
Like town crier.
Yep.
Or you could
Hear
do a La
this.
La Land style song and dance number in
It,
a
yeah,
traffic jam.
if you want to produce for us, a well-made musical number that we can publish on our YouTube channel, we'd be happy for you to do that.
Yeah, we wouldn't like sue you or anything. It would be
No,
good.
absolutely
We're
not.
pretty easygoing like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on that jolly note, until next time, Drew.
Cheerio.